It's a quick ride from Heinz Field to downtown Pittsburgh on the North Shore Connector. Retiree Johnny Kurtz says the Port Authority of Allegheny County's newest rail extension is helpful to get from his house on the T-Line in Carrick to Mercy Behavioral Health on the North Shore.
But it's pretty popular. I see a lot of people getting aboard and getting off, you know. And they do a good job, good drivers. It's safe, it's quick, and I like it.
Part of the reason it may be so popular is that it's a free ride until 2015, thanks to a sponsorship from the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Rivers Casino, and Alco Parking. Those are three of the North Shore companies that may have benefited the most from the 1.2-mile, $523 million light rail tunnel. That staggering construction cost is what created most of the heavy criticism that has dogged the North Shore Connector. Jake Halk, president of the conservative Allegheny Institute, says he still thinks it wasn't smart to spend all that money, even if 60% of the funding came from the federal government.
We worked it out. It was going to cost about $40 in public subsidy for every rider for the first 20 years on that system, which is just an outrageous amount of money. This is the most expensive mile of mass transit ever built.
But now that the tunnel has been built, where does the county's light rail system go from here? Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald says the connector has opened up new possibilities.
Now that the question becomes, where do we go from here? How do we extend it? You know, probably up into the North Hills, maybe all the way up into Cranberry to connect the region all the way up into some of the growing sections up there. Also to take a look at, running it out towards the airport, running out along High River Boulevard, out into those areas out there.
However, Fitzgerald says any such extension would take money, effort, and above all, time. He says it would be at least 5 to 10 years before the county finishes a new leg of the rail system.
When the subway extension was planned, it was really 15 years in the making. It was really from the, mid to late 90s, before a lot of us were ever in office, to the time we cut that ribbon in March of 12. So those kind of projects tend to take a lot of planning, a lot of political work, and a lot of time to get done.
Although some have floated the idea of a light rail line from downtown to Oakland, Fitzgerald says that's unlikely because of right-of-way issues. He says a bus rapid transit system would be a better solution there. Jake Halk of the Allegheny Institute says he thinks any expansion of light rail must be less expensive than the North Shore Connector.
You need to use a rail right-of-way that's no longer used. That makes some sense. But when you have to buy up huge amounts of property, cut across enormous numbers of roads, then the only way to justify that is to have huge ridership numbers.
While the North Shore Connector may be getting good reviews from riders 1 year after it opened, it seems unlikely that the Port Authority will build on that success anytime soon. The authority would not comment on usage and the future of the line for this story. I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.